Happy birthday, Rex. Happy birthday. May you have many, many more birthdays, for you are the creation of my mind, the creation of infinite being and infinite happiness and infinite joy. Rex, you're 9 years old today, and you're a super dog. As we took our morning walk at 4 o'clock this morning, we walked around the miles of property meditation paths. Every few minutes, you would walk between my legs and stand there and wait for me to hug you. And after I got done hugging you, I said, okay, let's go now. And you said, all right. And we went. And then, another few minutes later, you did it again. You walked between my legs. You said, give me another hug. It's my birthday. Give me lots of hugs. And so, I gave you lots of hugs. I gave you lots of hugs because I created you as the most wonderful, fantastic dog that I could ever imagine. You are the most beautiful golden retriever that has ever walked down the pike. And you are certainly one of the most loving, fantastically loving beings that I could ever imagine. Because no matter what I do, no matter where I turn, when you are near my side, you are sharing love with me. You're rubbing yourself against me. You're saying, hey, Dad, I like you. I enjoy you. I enjoy your company. And boy, does that make me feel wonderful. And as he goes around and shares with the cats will come up to him and kiss him on the nose, and he'll say, okay. And then his tail will go thump, thump, thump on the floor. And he'll say, I've got a wonderful environment here. And then when the other cats come in and say, oh, Rex, you're fantastic. And they want to cuddle up next to him and sort of snuggle in by his tummy. And then little Love. Little Love walks by and Rex thumps his tail and they give each other a knowing snuggle on the nose and they each go about their own life. Rex, you are the ideal dog. You know exactly how to do everything right. And when we're walking on the path and under my breath, in my heart, I say, Rex, come walk with me. I like having you by my side. And next thing you know, there you are walking with me right beside me and wonderfully. And as we walk, the hour we walk around the paths, you never pull on the leash. You're always just walking gently with me. You're always just being so wonderfully with me. And when you do stop, I realize you want to do your duty. And so we stop a moment so you can do that. And occasionally you want to stop and smell a bush or smell a tree or smell the ground where some animal has come by and who has been on our property here on the Absolute Monastery grounds. And it's been wonderful to see them, wonderful to see who they are, wonderful to know them. It's like, as Edith Murray used to say, it's reading the morning newspaper for a dog to go around sniffing wherever other dogs had been. And Rex, you are that ideal other dog. You are that dog who knows exactly what to do and how to do it. It's a glorious thing. Throughout all the years of your life, throughout all these 9 years, you have been such a blessing to everyone. Everyone comes on campus and immediately you are the greeter. You say hello, and then you go over and let them hug you and let them pet you. And you say, you're welcome here. You are a welcome guest at this spiritual retreat. This spiritual retreat wants people here who have only happy thoughts in their heart. Sometimes the Border Patrol drive through our property, and as they're driving around looking for the international travelers, they have unhappiness in their hearts. They have anxiety, and they have hurts. And Rex senses that, and he barks at them. Other Border Patrol people have self-confidence. They have the feeling that they know their job, they're doing their job, and they're not fearful of their job. They're delighted that they can do this wonderful service for their nation and their country. And Rex doesn't bark at them. And they even come in on their little go-karts, and Rex doesn't bark at them. And others come in on their little go-karts, and Rex barks and barks and barks, because he knows They do not believe in themselves. They have anxiety in their heart. They have a feeling that something is not perfect in their world. And Rex wants everything to be perfect in the world at all times. Rex knows exactly what is important in this life. Rex knows exactly what is the most important thing for anybody in the world to be doing. And that is to be eating and sleeping and snuggling. Or maybe it's snuggling, eating, and sleeping, or maybe however we rotate it. But that's what they like to do. And when we join in that game, we feel their magnificence. We feel their love. We feel their gentleness. We feel just really where the values of life are. Rex likes to bring home little mice to me. And he gives them to me, and he says, "Here, Dad, have a mouse." And the mouse is alive, and the mouse is ready to go. And so I take the mouse out to the field and let him go. And I say, "Hey, go, man, go." And the mouse scampers away. And Rex is watching, and he says, "Hey, I wanted you to play with him." And I said, "Thank you, Rex. I've already played with him. And I think he's much happier and much more at peace with everything in the world out there in his own land, in his own wilderness, in his own little mouse holes." And Rex says, "Okay, I'll buy that." But he still brings in the little mice. He still brings in the lizards. And he is so fast. He is so quick. He catches those guys where the cats don't even catch him. He is just an amazing boy. But of course, that's Rex. That's the king. That's the master. That's number one. He is fantastic. And he is fantastic. And he'll always be fantastic as long as I go around naming him fantastic. As long as I go around calling him beautiful, calling him wonderful, calling him the most grand and glorious animal that has ever walked the face of the earth. That's who I am. That's who he is. That's who we are. We create these animals for our pleasure. And they create us for their pleasure. It's a mutual world. And we live in this mutual world of wonderment, of joy, of peace and harmony at all times. Rex, what's the greatest birthday gift I could ever give to you? And Rex turns to me and he says, "You know, Dad, the greatest birthday gift you could ever give to me is your belief that I am a good dog, your love for me, your seeing me at all times being a mannerly dog and being in love with my world." Yes, Rex, that's how I see you. And that's how I know you. And that's how you are. Because you are the greatest puppy in the world. 9 years old and a puppy? Well, as far as I'm concerned, he will always be a puppy. And he will certainly always be my beloved Rex. Have a wonderful day. And let your dog bless your heart as Rex blesses mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.